You all laugh at the idea. You scoff at your own tribe and mildly object to any idea of global anti-white sentiment by saying that skin color doesn't matter and so what if we're all brown? You'll be alive in 50 more years and unfortunately for you, you are going to be a minority in your own country. Who cares? It's just skin color. White people aren't special. Even if you don't think being white is anything special or unique, and you cast aside how the epicenters of human culture and development in this world mostly seem to congregate around the West, do consider that it's not particularly important. Even if we were all completely congruent to one another, except for skin color, even if you don't believe your tribe exists, they do. And if you don't believe it, the people you are calling harmless do believe it and do have tribes, and you're not fucking a part of them. The most racist people on the planet aren't white. And what happens when you become a minority in your own country and no longer have control? Not race replacement genocide, actual genocide. You and your family will be tortured. You'll call the police, but the police has since undergone reforms due to widespread protest and fears of racism. Now the police hate you. Right now in South Africa, there is one fatal home invasion in a white neighborhood every 17 hours. By this time tomorrow, some other family will have been crucified in their own homes by fucking animals they willingly gave the reins of government to. This isn't some neo-Nazi shit. I don't consider myself better than anyone else. I just know that if a lot of people had the chance to blot me out, they absolutely fucking would. Their only justification for it would be that a long time ago, before any of my family members even arrived in this country, there was slavery. That's all they care about. You can brush this shit off and say that it's only happening in South Africa because of apartheid. And a lot of people do actually that. But you remember this, fucker? We didn't have apartheid. Segregation was 65 years ago. Jim Crow was 100 years ago. Slavery was 150 years ago. The wounds should have fucking healed by now. I was a part of the generation who voted for the first black president. I grew up in the 2000s. Were there no racial tensions? I could feel where Carlos Mencia and Dave Chappelle were the number one and two comics on a cable network, and they still hate us. You grow up as a white kid in a black school, and they fucking hate you. When I was in school, only a handful of black and Muslim students, I never saw them bullied or teased. Once the tide turns, doesn't turn back. They fucking hate you. My advice? Buy Bitcoin, move to Asia. The Asians are racist, but a half white, half Asian kid will do pretty well over there compared to a white kid in the US after it gets blacked.